This is a Collider.com audio interview.
It's totally cool. I'm going to start by saying congratulations on the movie. I absolutely loved it.
Awesome. Thank you.
I laughed my ass off. so good. But you have been... I did the interview with you on set.
Yes, I remember.
You've been asked a million questions about Avengers. I put it on Twitter that I was talking to you, and I got some questions.
Wow.
So I'm going in on a whole bunch of things.
Let's do it.
And so there we go. And I hope you are cool with the line of questioning I'm going to go.
We'll see.
We'll find out. What am I going to start with? Have you seen The Amazing Spider-Man, which is not your movie?
Yes.
And what did you think?
It's excellent. It's not finished. What I saw is very encouraging, very good. And the whole notion of reboot, this, that, should go away when people actually see the movie.
I loved what the Hulk in Avengers. I, like, loved.
Awesome.
It was so, so good. The Hulk and the humor were, like, the two things that blew my mind.
That were unexpected, or were better than you thought, or were surprising?
So much better than I thought.
Great.
When you first saw the movie, and you saw what was coming together, like, for the first time, were you like, I really need to sign Joss for the sequel now, like, today, before people see this thing?
We did that before he wrote one word of the script.
Oh, so you already signed him for another one?
Well, it's all they're called options.
So
we have options on. Basically, anybody we work with, we ask for options.
So Joss has an option for the second one.
Correct.
How happy are you with the way this movie turned out?
I'm very happy, obviously. I'm very happy. Joss is, and we're not talking about it right now, the next one. We're not doing, we've just finished this last week, and I don't get to rest. I start Iron Man 3 in 5 weeks, but Joss needs to rest and enjoy this, and we need to unleash it on the world and see if people feel the way you do, so we'll see.
That's not even open for discussion. how much, after seeing what Mark did with the Hulk, does it open the door a little bit that maybe you're like, I might want to do another Hulk movie.
Look, everything, that's what I do for a living. So every time I see a good take or a good storyline or read some good pages, I think, oh, should we make a movie about this? But with the Hulk, we are going to play very carefully. We're not going to, varying degrees of success in those first two movies. We're not going to say, oh, we did it, now another one. We're going to be smart about it and play it out. There are no plans right now to do another Hulk one. Hulk might be just the special guest in Avengers movies. Who knows?
You mentioned Iron Man 3 starting in 5 weeks.
Yes.
How happy are you with Shane's script? Is it at the point...
Shane and Drew Pierce's script.
Exactly, my bad.
Yeah.
But how happy are you with the way the script is right now?
Well, I'm very pleased. And on any Iron Man movie, the way the script is right now and the way the movie will be then are two different things. But we've been working with Shane for a year already, which is astounding to me and to him. Let's put it this way. All of these things, all of these movies, and the way we make these movies, and the way we lay out these movies, comes from a gut instinct. And a gut instinct for the way a movie, the way we should introduce Thor to the world. A gut instinct that we've got to go period with Captain America. A gut instinct of, let's make all these movies first and then do Avengers. The gut instinct on the next phase, and phase two, is to not have Iron Man 3 be a pseudo-Avengers 2, just like it wasn't. We didn't want Avengers 2 to be a pseudo we didn't want Avengers 1 to be a pseudo Iron Man 3, and now that you've seen it, it's not at all that. That's feeling like the right choice. Iron Man 3 is a full-on Tony Stark centric movie, and is, I will tell you, because you're a good guy, is very much inspired by the first half of Iron Man 1. I mean, we're sort of going metaphorically, we're not going back to the cave, there's nothing like that, but we've always said, let's get Tony back to the cave, which is stripped of everything, his back up against the wall, and he's got to use his intelligence to get himself out of it. That's what the backbone of the movie is. And he can't call Thor, and he can't call Cap, and he can't call Nick Fury, and he can't look for the helicarrier in the sky. I'll leave it at that.
Congrats on Ben Kingsley as well, or Sir Ben Kingsley.
I don't think we've confirmed that.
Sure.
I don't think we've discussed that.
It's been out there that you guys are in talks with him, if you will.
Right.
So I'll just say congrats if you end up getting him.
Right.
Phenomenal actor. How long are you filming the movie? Is it the same kind of filming schedule as the first two? And where are you filming besides North Carolina?
But primarily North Carolina. There are a few locations sort of in and around that area. And yes, it'll be a similar, it's a big, big feature film length schedule.
I'm assuming that it takes place after the events of The Avengers.
Yes.
Let's move on. I'm going into Thor 2 right now. How were the events of The Avengers... go into Thor, the sequel of Thor? I'm assuming that's being put together, or you guys are thinking about it now.
We started filming in 3 months. It's well underway. Thor 2, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, well underway.
Yeah, you just got me scared there for a second that I totally butchered that
question. No. Well underway. I would say that, look, I mean, the way Avengers is constructed, as you've seen it, is it happens over, you know, not a lot of time passes over the course of Avengers, and when, whether it's Cap or Thor, are on the ground here in the States or in the modern day, they don't have a lot of time to frankly deal with their own stories, right? They've got to deal with the stories of the Avengers. So while the relationship between Loki and Thor certainly has changed and has progressed, a lot of Thor 2 is picking up where it left off in terms of Jane, who you just see for a moment on a computer monitor, and also what's been going on in the Nine Realms without the Asgardians being able to use the Bifrost. I will just say it's not good.
I'm curious, are you filming that in North Carolina as well?
No, that's London.
Oh, ooh,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'm assuming most of the cast is coming back?
All the cast is coming back.
Have you already started thinking about, I'm assuming you're already pretty close to figuring out the villain?
Yes.
Or is Loki going to be a huge part? Is he a minor part? Is he, you know what I mean?
Loki has a part. But there will be a different villain, another big villain. But Loki, you can't do a Thor movie without Loki.
Of course. One of the things that the fans loved, myself included, was Odin's vault in the first Thor movie.
Yes.
Are we going to see Odin's vault again? Is anything missing out of the vault? Are people going after the vault?
it remains to be seen. There are, whether it's specifically that or that same along those same lines. The darn thing about the Nine Realms is there are a lot of relics. And whether it's a Casket of Ancient Winters, or a Tesseract, or something else, they wreak a lot of havoc.
How has Thor's growth into a man, how is that shaping what you want to do in the sequel in terms of him being an adult?
Well, it's sort of the crux of the whole sequel, and it's what Hemsworth is most excited about diving into, and it's what is the heart of the story, is Thor and Jane, and continue that dynamic, and really they're only together for 3 days, and do they love each other? Do they like each other? Do they know each other? We're acknowledging that love story in the first movie was, you know, sort of a quick crush, essentially, over the course of 3 quick days in the middle of the desert. And the relationship between Thor and Odin, which does change drastically, as it did over the course of the first movie, and picks up and continues from there.
We've talked about this before. What's the update on Marvel and Pixar maybe doing a movie together?
Well, I think I've said, I don't know that Pixar would ever do something. Pixar sort of generates their own material, comes up with their own stuff.
Let me rephrase. Yeah. What's the status of Marvel doing an animated movie? Like a big budget kind of thing?
Well, it doesn't, I mean, it's not probably not hard to put two and two together and assume that once Disney purchased Marvel, there would be conversations about are there any characters or properties that would make sense for the Walt Disney animated studio to bring to life. There have been those discussions. There have been for years. So I don't know if something hit recently online about something.
No, but I'm assuming something will be announced soon, just because.
Right.
Just my gut feeling.
Right. Their talks have been progressing for. Creative talks have been progressing for years.
In other words, in the matter of next few weeks, I might hear something.
Honestly, that I don't. I don't know to expect that. You might know something I don't.
I truly don't. There's been a lot of rumors that Edgar Wright maybe filmed something for you guys recently. So I'm asking, did Edgar Wright film something for you guys recently?
He did not, but I saw that tweet as well and thought, did he do something for us? No? No, it wasn't for us. But pay attention to his tweets in the coming months, and that answer might change.
Right, exactly. Captain America 2, how much are you going to... Obviously, it's taking place after... the events
yes.
of the Avengers.
Yes.
A lot of talk have been about maybe doing some stuff, you know, back in time. How much are you going to be? Are you still figuring that out?
We're still figuring out. We love that cast. We love his dynamic with that cast, and we want to see that again with the cast from the first movie. We want to see that again because I think it informs his character in a big way. But the primary storyline takes place post Avengers. Steve figuring out his place in the world, figuring out his. You know, Tony goes back to Malibu, Thor goes back to Asgard, but there are a number of people that stay in S.H.I.E.L.D., and Steve, for the time being, is going to be one of them.
I got to wrap with you, but real fast. I don't think you've announced what's going to be coming out May 16th, 2014.
We have not.
So, is that coming soon?
I hope so. The announcement, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was hoping to do something in the coming weeks, which I don't think they'll let me, but certainly by Comic-Con or before.
Okay, so pretty soon.
Yeah.
Real quick, Zach Pence, it seems like he's writing the Doctor Strange movie.
No, I don't know where that came from.
So that's not true?
Not at all.
And my last question for you is 2015 and 2016.
Yes.
Do you think at Comic-Con you might be announcing stuff for those years?
Well, 2015 is more likely than 2016.
Well, sometimes you've done like 2 years.
Yeah, no, not 2016. But certainly confirming 14 and probably revealing the second movie in 14. I don't know about 15.
Okay, one last thing. Do you think you'll ever do 3 movies in 1 year?
Never say never. It's okay. Not a goal. It's not a... We're not striving to do that, but circumstances sometimes may allow that to occur, depending on what Edgar Wright films for us.
Right, exactly. Okay, thank you so much.
Good seeing you as always.